Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
K-E-N-D-A-L-L. Yeah, get some ice cream. Make your focal pizza cake. K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
Oh, Cliff, that was so nice. I wonder if people will be weird. Would it be weird if I just walked around saying K-E-N-D-A? Oh, I can't even spell my own name. K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
I don't think it would be weird at all, Kendall.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball, it would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Cliff, it's November Awareness Month.
Oh, Kendall.
Sorry, were you aware of that, Cliff?
I was aware that it is November.
It is November.
It is November, everybody.
It's the month of my birthday. I can't believe we haven't done a show about November yet.
Well, what's been keeping us is what I'm asking.
Well, we have plenty of time, Cliff.
We have plenty of time. All we have is the rest of our lives.
It's not like we're going to hell anytime soon.
No, it's not.
It's not Cliff. Did you know?
Yeah.
All right, Cliff, did you know?
Did you know
that November, is evidently Sex Awareness Month? No, it's Aviation Awareness Month.
Aviation. Be aware of it, everybody. Be aware.
Okay. He's been messing with the controls again.
Charles, well, when he comes in and takes naps, here's what happens. He stops at the gas station on the way to the studio when he gets off the 405. And then he gets him one of those sandwiches, and I keep saying Charles, they're not always fresh at the gas station. But he gets them, and he comes in here, and
a lot of people eat sandwiches from the gas station.
You know, they're there, and they're made, and then you can eat them. That's the thinking behind that, I think.
Okay, anyway, Cliff, aviation awareness, or aviation history.
Yeah.
Is the month of November, and the reason I bring that up is because of our wonderful old
Charles
Lindbergh. Almost said Amelia Earhart. I'm still getting them confused to this day.
Oh, Kendall. They're out in the ocean somewhere, both of them. Kendall, speaking of November and things we want our listeners to know about November, I want everybody to know the whole damn month is Banana Pudding Lover Month.
Well, give me some banana pudding. Jell-O pudding pops.
Give us some banana pudding pops.
Oh, I love banana pudding. I want to celebrate that right now. I want to celebrate banana pudding awareness.
Where is Austin? Go
to the store.
Google ingredients banana pudding.
Oh, Cliff, that's going to take too long.
And do a plus. Kendall, do you have to do a plus in the middle of that?
I don't know.
Plus when you Google ingredients plus banana pudding? And then go to the store. Just go to the gas station. And get whatever and then do it.
Wasn't there a place that delivers banana pudding yet?
Why, in this day and age, Kendall, it has been so many years, 40-something years, since man walked on the moon.
And yet we still don't have banana pudding delivered to our doorstep.
And yet, Kendall, people like us still suffer every day. What is the deal?
There's a lot of suffering going on around here, Cliff.
Yeah.
Did you know it's National Sheep Comfort Month? Those people in Alabama are celebrating the comfort of their sheep this month.
Oh, count your blessings and comfort a sheep, everybody. Kendall, did you know?
What do I not know?
Did you know? Speaking of us, it is Manatee Awareness Month.
Oh, finally a holiday devoted to us.
Yeah, I want everybody to know that manatees are out there. They're important to our society. And Imagine a world, oh, the horrors of a world without a manatee. Everybody, oh my God.
I had no idea your passion for manatees was so intense, Cliff.
Just think of them there on the beach, just splashing around. And just, oh God, if we had to live without the precious, precious manatee.
Cliff, you know the third week of November is Game and Puzzle Week?
Games and puzzles.
You know, we fit right into games and puzzles. Games. We play all of our old game shows that week.
Oh,
over and over and over again.
Let's do it. Let's have a marathon here at the studio.
Oh, our listeners are like, please do. Please.
Please do. Please invite us. Kendall, did you know? Oh my God. Speaking of us and me and things that describe me in three words or less, it is National Peanut Butter Lovers Month. Kendall,
oh, love me some peanut butter. I thought you were going to say it was National Fat Month.
A peanut butter. Mr. Schneidbaum, will you text Austin? He's already got, we text him. We want peanut butter on the banana pudding.
Yeah. Oh, tell him to put mine on the side.
No, you don't have to use the fax machine to text him. No, I don't know what you're
doing. You shouldn't have told him to text him. Tell him to call him.
Go ask Charles. Go ask Charles.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not great either. Oh. But the 1st of November is All Saints Day, my birthday.
All Saints. What a beautiful day it was, Kendall.
When the Saints go marching fat.
When they go marching fat. Kendall, speaking of things I want everybody to just be thinking about all month.
I got something I want you to be thinking about.
Long. I just want you to have this on your mind, everybody. It is National Family Literacy Month. And if you have a family member who is just not literate or literate enough, just get with them. Get them. They have those dollar workbooks at the drugstore. Have you seen those, Kendall?
I've seen them.
They're with the coloring books. People pass them over. They're probably dusty. They probably have ancient characters on them. They probably have He-Man. Or maybe like H.R. Puff and stuff that has been left there for decades. But just blow the dust off of them and learn. Teach your family literacy in this year's National Family Literacy Month.
Get hooked on phonics.
Yeah. It's working for Kendall.
Hooked on phonics worked for me. They're soon going to be our sponsor.
Oh, we can only pray.
Cliff, did you know that the 21st of November... it's False Confession Day.
False, I confess.
Have you ever confessed to something falsely?
I confess that I have. Nope, I never have until right then. I just did.
You falsely confessed. That was a great example.
Yeah, in honor of the month, I thought, when better? And listeners are thinking, who better to talk about the finer points of November and just things we should have in the back of our minds all month long than Cliff and Kendall, who happen to be the hosts of an internet talk show called Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast that you're listening to right now, everybody. And we talk about things every week, such as like the finer points of November. We talk about the saluting America's lawyers and, of course, giving peas a chance.
Just picture our little heads inside your eardrums.
Our little heads and big
coming in
bodies.
Your heads, coming through your ears.
Yes.
Bits of humanity.
Bits of humanity.
That's what we're doing.
Kendall, yes.
It's Absurdity Day on the 20th.
Oh.
That also applies to us.
Speaking of absurdities, Kendall, how long would you wait?
For this segment to be started.
For this segment to get started.
I wouldn't wait much longer, Cliff. It's time to play. How long would you wait? We're honoring Game and Puzzle Week right now.
Oh, yeah. Kendall, it's a new segment.
It's a new segment. It's a segment that we ask the question to each other, how long would you wait for something?
How long
Speaking
would
of something,
you wait?
Cliff.
Yeah.
I want to know, if you had a chance to like go to a Madonna concert and meet and greet her, how long would you wait for that?
Oh, to meet
Like in
and
line,
greet.
If there was a line that you... had to wait in for this moment. How long would you wait?
Well, if I could do it, I mean, I would wait A while.
That's a great answer, Mr. Snodbaum. This is a wonderful segment.
Is that specific? No, more.
No, Cliff, you have to tell us how long you would wait. We're going to go back to the rules, just like the rules of, like, when we say, would you rather, you can't say, I'd just rather die. You have to answer this. How long would you wait?
Would you wait? What a week. 2 weeks.
You're going to say a while.
2 weeks.
That's how long you would wait.
2 weeks. That sounds like, that's reasonable, right?
I would think you'd wait longer than that. I would wait longer for certain things.
All right. For 3 weeks. I'll give you 3 weeks for a meet and greet, Kendall. But I'm afraid she would just think, oh, who's this big fat flabbo? He needs to work out.
I guess I could have said a meet and greet where she like actually likes you. It's assured that she's going to love you.
She's guaranteed to like you. Yes. Then 4 weeks.
Oh, I knew it. Push it up.
4 weeks.
All right, Cliff. Kendall, how long will I wait till you ask me?
Kendall, how long would you wait? Speaking of free tickets. For free tickets to see who but Billy Crystal host what but the Oscars?
Well, you know I do love Billy Crystal.
I know you love him. You got the poster above your bed at home and above your desk in the office.
Well, you know, I say two is the amount you need of Billy Crystal on a poster.
You got to have two.
Nicole, yeah. I do love Billy Crystal, and I do love when he hosts the Academy Awards.
Oh, don't you, though?
But he's not somebody that I would be like, oh, my God, I have to wait a long time. So I would think that I would probably wait like a day to meet Billy Crystal.
Sorry, Billy. I am so sorry, Billy Crystal. He's never coming on the show now.
I mean, a day in line is a long time to wait.
A day?
A whole day?
Oh, good God.
How long would you wait for Billy Crystal?
Oh, 20 minutes.
Well, then there you go.
But I don't have the two posters.
But I love Billy Crystal about like four times as much as you do, and there you go. There's 20 minutes went to a day.
He's waiting now an hour and a half. Okay, what else? another thing. Listeners are waiting patiently for this segment to end.
Oh, no, they're loving it, Cliff. Yeah. They're loving it as much as we are. I want to know how long you'd wait from this moment right now until the next time you could eat.
Like, how long could I go without
eating? Not physically, but just, you know what I mean. Like, how long could you stand it until you're like, this, I'm eating?
What is the reward? Health?
I would say health, but
health and beauty?
But we've grown to show that's there is no reward. I'm just saying, like, how long could you wait for that?
Austin is on his way back now with banana pudding ingredients and peanut butter. So, however the hell long it takes us to end, to wrap up this goddamn episode.
Oh, you're taking that too literally.
How long would you wait for a plate of free fried pickles?
About 10 minutes.
10? Oh, sorry, pickle industry.
Well, okay, some free pickles. Like this looks like you're handing out samples on the side of the street.
It's a big plate.
Like, I gotta wait 10 minutes? Well, I'll just pay a dollar and get them right now.
Yeah, 10 minutes is a long time. You're right.
For pickles, for God's sake.
Oh.
Cliff, how long would you wait in line for the best pizza in town for free?
Oh.
Like a whole big pizza. Like, you know, it's the most amazing. Everybody's like, this is the most amazing pizza ever. It's going to like revolutionize your whole senses.
30 minutes.
Oh, 30 minutes. Sorry, pizza industry. Well, we are just lazy, I think. I think we're getting to the bottom of it. We're just like, I'd wait 5 minutes.
You guilted me. I'm waiting a month for a meet and greet with Madonna. And you're like, I'll give Billy Crystal 5 minutes. If he's not out here hosting these damn Oscars, I am leaving.
I didn't say you couldn't give me grief back. Look, you like Madonna way more than I like Billy Crystal.
Kendall, how long would
Steven Spielberg, I would wait a month.
Kendall, how long would you wait for an all-expense-paid cruise to the Netherlands?
Oh. I didn't even mean to verbally say, oh, when you said it'd be an interesting place to go, and if I was getting it for free, I would wait, like, a couple weeks, like 2 weeks.
You would sit for 2 weeks for a cruise?
For a free cruise? Now, that's just the poor person in me. 2 weeks? I'm like, if I get to go on an all-expensive-paid trip to anywhere, I'll wait 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I'll wait 2 weeks to go to Nebraska.
He's just upping it because the last thing was like 5 minutes.
No, no.
Yeah, how long would you wait, Kendall, to go on a
that
break?
That just shows that I love getting stuff free more than meeting people. To go on a break?
Yeah.
Oh, Cliff, not one more guy a minute.
Oh.
I got to take one right now.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
There's a nice hot way to spice up your day. Mexican Velveeta is here.
Make your enchiladas a little bit hotter.
With the peppery cheese blend of the year. Mexican Velveeta processed cheese spreads just right. For giving a nacho a real macho bite. With Mexican Velveeta, you'll say. Four peppers and cheese specially blended to please. There's no single cheese,
hot or mild,
like Mexican Velveeta.
What a great break. But I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, we're back.
Oh, Kendall, we're back.
November. It's, you know,
I love it.
I love November.
I love it.
Because?
Because why?
Well, okay. I love, like, these months because you have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, and you're, like, halfway through the wonderfulness of like, what begins in October.
Oh, yeah.
You have Halloween, you have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, and it's just, like, one of those great months. Even though it's cold, it has a reason to be cold. Like, it's Christmas, it's fun, you know. Because after Christmas, it's just so drab, and you're like, oh, it's still cold. But we don't have any good things to look forward to.
Well, yeah, because it just goes sad, because you know you have nothing for so long.
Like, it's so long until Halloween of next year.
I know. It's awful.
I know everyone's not like us, but
no,
they should be.
They should be. When I think to myself, what a wonderful world, Kendall.
You should go out on November 15th and give some money to charity because it's National Philanthropy Day. Philanthropy Day.
Philanthropize that day, everybody. Kendall, did you know today is National Fun Fact Day?
Oh, it is. And that's just one fun fact
I've got to share with you, Kendall.
Oh, I'm so excited. Let's have some fun facts.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Mr. Snubbottom, the fox is coming in right now.
The fox is coming through the door.
I got some fun facts for you.
Oh.
I'm getting my notes out with the writers sent to me.
Love the fun facts. Whoa.
Cliff, did you know that? Here's a fun fact for you.
Oh, my.
This is crazy to me. There are 150 different kind of bacteria on your hand at one time.
Oh, far more than that, Kendall, on me.
Notice that there are about 150.
I'm talking about 190.
135 of those are specific and unique to each individual person.
Oh, how does that happen?
Isn't that crazy?
How does that happen, science?
It's like DNA. So as they say in the future that cops are going to be able to use that to find you.
Oh, not my bacteria.
When you go out to murder. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oops. Kendall, another fun fact that everybody should know out there. If you're out one day on a nature walk and you're walking through the enchanted wood.
I'm walking.
And you come upon a clearing of what but peppermint clover grass. And what's in that field but a whole big group of unicorns. Kendall, you know what a whole big group of unicorns magically romping through a field is called?
I have no clue.
A blessing. It's a blessing of unicorns. Kendall, should you find yourself on that magic morn, it's a blessing. Everybody.
Probably because it's a blessing to see a group of unicorns.
That's what Copernicus said, and it still rings true today.
Oh, good old Copernicus.
Oh, Caperni.
All right, Cliff, did you know?
Yeah.
In the past, like 40 years,
oh,
we have done a lot of the government, America has done a lot to like
government.
I've done a lot to educate people about like eating right and exercising and doing good.
Then, Kendall, just I got like, one question for you. Why am I so fat?
Well, I'm about to ask you, Cliff. Do you think that after all these years of research...
Yeah, what?
An advertisement.
Do you think...
Or not advertisement, but like promoting good health.
Yeah.
Do you think it's helped?
No, Kendall.
No.
Kendall, you're talking to somebody who just a second ago realized in my beard I had a huge big clump of peanut butter banana pudding still in there that nobody mentioned that I'd been eating during the break. Austin whipped it up for me on the, you know, in the car. He was on the 405 on the way back from the gas station. And, no,
well, I was mad about it because you didn't give me any.
Well, no, it wasn't that much in there. It wasn't enough. He didn't get enough.
This percentage of Americans between 40 and 74 who eat five fruits and vegetables a day, Cliff, has decreased from 42 to 26%.
God, because we're all so addicted, Kendall.
I know. I'm addicted to eating, and I'll be the first one to tell you I'm enormous.
Kendall, speaking of us and enormousness, do you know? I feel like this has turned into a tip quiz, but it's not a quiz, everybody.
Did you know?
I'm just simply asking. Do you know this fact I'm sharing with the listeners? Kendall, the fact I'm sharing with you is the planets in the solar system. You're familiar with the concept.
Yeah, all of them except for Pluto, because it's no longer a planet.
Oh.
It's sad.
Pluto,
rest in peace.
We hardly knew you. Kendall, did you know that the planets in the solar system, not Pluto, the ones that are known as Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus.
No, Charles, he's not talking about that one. I see you out there chuckling.
Charles is probably just having gas. He's probably not even paying attention to what we're saying on the show. Kendall, but speaking of Uranus... it's a gas giant.
No.
Those are the gas giants, everybody. Oh, my God. Kendall, if we ever start a band, that's us, the gas giants. Perfect.
Oh, I think we're going to have to start a band now, Cliff. I think we're going to have to.
Sometimes, everybody, just it's a blessing. Like seeing unicorns,
a group of unicorns
in a field. You get a perfect thing comes to your brain. The gas giants. Here we are.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Cliff, yeah. I'm sure that you and all listeners are aware that casinos like have cameras everywhere and film you,
uh-oh,
right?
Yeah.
But do you know that they can they also like check your license plate readers? Or they have license plate readers that grab an image of your plate and run your history before you get out of your car, and then cards are printed with invisible barcodes to keep characters from introducing their own cards into the game that they're playing. They do all these little tricks.
Uh-oh, watch out. The lesson here, get a dummy license plate before you go to the casino. Take a cab. That'll foil their plans.
Or just don't go, and that way you won't lose any money.
Either way, Kendall. Speaking of kangaroo babies and how big they are when they're born.
I was just thinking about that.
An inch. They're an inch, everybody. Isn't that cute?
When they're born, they're an inch? Oh, they live in those little pouches.
And they come in a pouch like fruit snacks. And
but I mean, that's why you never see one, because they don't they like climb up and get into the pouch right away?
Oh, Kendall, that's the description of your sex tape. Climb up and get into the pouch. No, how the hell should I know? I'm not a kangarooologist.
Well, I thought you were telling me some fun facts.
I did. They're an inch. Let's just not question it. Let's not delve any deeper.
Oh, let's not. Let's just quit asking these or telling these fun facts.
Yeah, let's quit. I'm quitting the fun facts. I wish I knew how to quit eating banana peanut butter pudding.
But did you have more over there?
No.
I thought you were out.
No, I am out. I was just licking the bowl.
Oh. I thought, why would you not share with me and then hide a bowl over there from me?
I know. Well, you know, sometimes Mr. Snodbottom, he knows that I'm so hungry during the show that he's got to do the age-old showbiz trick if he puts peanut butter on my gums. And then I just start talking.
Just start smacking.
I just start talking and get it off, just like Mr. Ed did back in the 60s.
Just like Mr. Ed. Cliff. I have.
Yeah, Mr. Ed. He did the same thing, everybody. And so did one of the daughters on Full House, but I don't remember which one.
Cliff, you know that one of our favorite things here on the show is helping people.
I love it.
So let's help them.
Let's help them.
Right now.
We've got solutions.
Yeah.
We've got problems.
Oh.
You've got problems.
I've definitely
We've
got problems.
We've got solutions. Ask Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, why don't you ask us?
Let's ask them. It's a dear Cliff and Kendall. Cliff,
dear.
And I've got...
Cliff and Kendall.
That's I've got us. A letter here that I want to read to our listeners.
Just read it out, Kendall. Just read it out.
Oh, wait. This is a receipt from Papa John's. Hold on.
Oh, fuck.
Here we go. Okay. I've got all this mail mixed up from out in the other room.
I'm tired of the looks that the Papa John's delivery people give me.
I wish somebody that he would come and help us.
Send a pies. Here's the trick, everybody.
Austin.
When you're ordering online, I had to teach Austin this just the other day. He's been wasting dollars. When you're on the Papa John's website, always click special offers. If you want a Cinnapie, they're $3 under the special offers, and they are $5 under the regular dessert menu. Kendall.
Mendel, can you?
Mendel. Mendel is one of my favorite characters in Yentl, other, of course, than Yentl.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Dear us.
I'm a divorced woman
with
children ages 24, 22, and 16.
Oh, God.
I live on my own with my girls.
Oh, no.
And I've been dating a man. His name's Reed for 3 years. And we are very much in love and have been working to blend our families. He has 2 children.
Oh, no.
So we decided to move in together.
Mm.
And at the end of October, my lease will be up. And then Reed has told his... Or he sold his condo, and we're going to be moving into the house that he shared with his ex-wife when they were married.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm comfortable with the move, and our kids are very excited about it. Everything is fine, except for one thing. His ex-wife has not yet found a new home to move into.
Oh, shit.
With little time to go, he's now suggesting that we just move in and live with his ex-wife until she finds a new place. And Reed believes this will be very short term, a month or so.
Uh-oh.
The house is big enough for all of us, so that's an issue. His ex-wife and I are friendly, so that's not an issue either.
Oh, no.
But I'm not comfortable with this plan. Am I being irrational?
Yeah.
Should I just act like a grown-up and make the move, or should I refuse? And that's signed... Second thoughts in Massachusetts, just like I'm having second thoughts about recording this show with belches so close to my face. What do you think, Cliff? Is she being irrational?
Kendall, this man is clearly trying to dupe these ladies into becoming sister wives. There is no other explanation. Run.
Yeah, I think that...
I think they're not
being irrational.
No, they are being irrational.
No, they're not being irrational.
You think they're being rational?
Oh, no, that they are being irrational.
Okay. We got to get this right, everybody.
Or they're not being irrational.
If you want to know what we're really saying, order the transcript.
Here's what I think, Cliff.
Yeah.
I don't think they should move in with the ex-wife. It's crazy.
What a great way to put it.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I agree.
You know, 1 month's going to turn into like 12.
Oh, and it's going to turn into you do this, you do my dishes, you do my ding dong, and it's going to be awful.
Cliff, do you have a letter?
Ding. Yes, I do. All right, Kendall, here I go again. Dear Bliffin Kendall.
Dear us.
I'm a big fan of the show.
Oh.
I can't.
There's a big fan out there?
Tear myself away on a normal basis, but lately I've got a problem that's been eating away at me, and I admit my listenership has dropped off over the past 4 or 5 years.
Oh, God, we got to help them.
But I'm eager to get back and learn about your lives in New York and L.A. Oh, they haven't heard in a long time.
Oh, this is an old letter.
They have not listened in so long. My God. I'm not even going to explain all of the inaccuracies in this letter. But anyway.
It says we're skinny.
does not say
no,
that.
No, I never said
everybody.
That
would be a slander if you accused her of calling us skinny. That would imply something about her eyesight. anyway, let me skim down here to where her problem begins. I have a 10-year-old daughter who's beginning to follow, rock and roll music.
Oh, rock and roll.
And singers. I listened to one of the CDs recently. And I was just not happy with the tunes or the lyrics. I can't take the music away from her. All her friends listen to them too. What should I do to minimize this kind of thing in our home? And then signed, please help, Frightened Mom and Frostbite Falls.
To minimize rock music?
Yeah, she didn't like the tunes or the lyrics.
Does she not like Miley Cyrus?
She thinks Miley came in like a wrecking ball and wrecked her daughter's young, innocent life.
I think let your kids listen to what they want to and let them grow as individuals.
Let them grow. Buy them. As if little Timmy in preschool, if he says, Mommy, I want the Wu-Tang Greatest Hits. Just buy it. Just go to the store.
If he wants Marilyn Manson, let him have it, Cliff.
Let him have it, Kendall. Helter Skelter.
Wait, how old was this child?
Who knows, Kendall? Who cares? Let's not look back. Let's look forward, not backward. I agree with your... What was your stance on this?
I don't even know anymore, Cliff. I got another letter here.
Okay.
Right here, I'm going to let you open it.
I hope that helped Mom out there who's frightened. I think that was actually Tipper Gore. All right, here we go. Dear Cliff and Kendall Studio inhabitants, we regret to inform you that the studio you're residing in has been deemed structurally unsound.
What?
I was expecting it to say that they were a big fan and longtime listeners, but...
What is this?
It says the building has been condemned and is no longer fit for humans. Oh my God, it says the final evacuation date that we're going to be evacuated by next week. What is Mr.
Snowball, what is going on?
I think he's having a stroke.
Oh my God, sit down. Mrs. Potter better turn and grab him.
Oh my God, get him some water. Kendall, what is happening?
Oh my God.
Oh my.
This is the first time we've ever been speechless.
Oh my God. Oh, Kendall, there's this other document in here. It's listing all the things wrong with our building. These are things that Charles has been working on for months.
Charles, you've lost us our studio.
Oh, my. He looks red. He's upset. Oh, Kendall, we're all in shock.
This is the first time ever on Cliff and Kendall that we've just been speechless.
Every single one of us is dumbfounded in Mr. Snodbottom.
When do we have to be out?
Days. These are the days of our lives. We have to be out.
Well, this is the saddest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Kendall, I don't understand. Well, what will we do?
I guess we'll have to find a new place.
Oh my! But Kendall, there were no place. This was it. We only got this place.
Oh, Mr. Snobbum's holding up the checkbook.
Oh.
Oh, he's saying we can't afford any place but this. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do?
Oh, we only ever got this place because of all those people that were murdered here right before we moved in. Oh, my God. The check is all zeros. Uh-oh.
I don't know what we're going to do.
Oh.
It's so sad, Cliff.
Death.
Oh, everything's stopping to work. It's ceasing to work.
But, Kendall, I feel like we've grown up in this studio. We can't be in here just because it's about to fall down.
We probably bust through all the walls already with our fatness.
Kendall, what if we're just blaming Charles and it's really because so many fat people have been walking around in it for so many years?
I bet it has something to do with both.
Oh.
Oh, well, if our listeners have enjoyed this show that we've done in the studio, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or call us on our... Fat line. Will the fat line even work? We don't have a building.
What will you plug the cord into?
Well,
I don't know.
It might be disconnected, but
Charles says he doesn't know. What would you put? Would call the phone company.
Well, Cliff, I have quotes, but I feel like they're not sad enough.
Oh, Kendall, I've got a quote.
We're gonna trudge on and get through this show.
no matter what.
We're going to get through the show. Mr. Snodbottom, he always says, professionalism above all else. And getting through to the end of this show, even though I'm already thinking, how am I going to pack up? Oh, my God. Can we have to clean out the storage closet?
Oh, my God. That'll take 4 years.
Oh, November comes and November goes with the last red berries and the first white snows. With night coming early and dawn coming late and ice in the bucket and frost by the gate. The fires burn and the kettles sing, and earth sinks to rest until next spring. And that was, of course, said by Elizabeth Coatsworth. She just said it all the time. Every day it seemed like she would come out with that.
Oh my God, that's so sad. It was so beautiful, Cliff, in this sad moment of our losing our studio. I almost wanted to cry.
It hasn't sunk into me yet. I don't get it. Maybe we can appeal. There must be an appeal.
Well, we're going to work on that.
Call Judge Judy.
Dull November brings the blast. Then the leaves are whirling fast. Oh. And that was Sarah Coleridge.
Oh, Sarah. Kendall, when I think of November, I think always of this. Splitting dry kindling on a damp November day. Wind chimes tinkling. That was, of course, said by Michael P. Garofalo.
Michael!
Michael!
November skies chill and drear. It's chill and drear.
Oh, Kendall, you're breaking down over there.
I'm having a hard time with this. I'm sorry.
We'll get through it, Kendall. I know that you just got over the loss of the Real Sass Express.
Oh, don't bring that up. November sky is chill and drear.
I keep telling you, if you just really want to see it, you just go to orgybus.com.
I'm not going there. I will not go there. November sky is chill and drear. November's leaf is red and sear. And that was Sir Walter Scott.
Oh, is it any wonder they knighted that asshole?
No, it's not, Cliff. Please take us home down these terribly sad roads. We're going to have to find a new road to drive down, I guess.
Take me home. November rain to a place. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll hopefully see you next week.
See you somewhere. Oh, where?
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
November, 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 November,
no.
November,
no.
November.
No.